I'm Anjui James Soyes with JRS Midday News for Tuesday, October 24. Coming up, FLA to expand house-to-house visits, Agriculture Ministry to promulgate new regulations concerning coffee blending, and NWA completes roadwork along section of Mona Road. The news in detail after the break.
Gyadi, if you're sick, you can't work. Don't take your health for granted.
Security guards, access the Private Security Regulation Authority's health insurance scheme. It provides 5 options starting at only $1,000 per month for option 1, up to roughly $2,000 per month for option 5, paid every 3 months. Call the Private Security Regulation Authority at 967-2522 and find out how to access the health insurance scheme for private security persons. The PSRA, promoting international and professional standards and practices in the private security industry.
Now the news. The Firearm Licensing Authority, FLA, will be expanding house-to-house visits as part of efforts to ensure all licensed firearm holders inspect, renew, and get their guns certified without fear of prosecution. FLA Chief Executive Officer Shane Dalling says the visits form part of the agency's gun amnesty, which has so far resulted in numerous guns being recovered and ballistics testing done. The amnesty, he adds, has yielded $28 million from over 1,200 persons. The house visits are being done in partnership with the police and started in Kingston and St. Andrew in June.
As it relates to those who have not come in, the police, along with the FLA, are now on the road and we are visiting the persons to find the holders. So far, we have found that many of these persons in the Kingston and St. Andrew area are dead, and we are now retrieving the firearms from the homes. There are very few we found are overseas, and so the drive continues.
Mr. Dalling was speaking at a press conference on Friday to introduce the new 5-member FLA board. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries says steps are being taken to promulgate new regulations concerning the blending of coffee in Jamaica. The ministry says under these regulations, no imported coffee is to be processed, roasted or packaged for sale in its pure form without a minimum percentage of locally produced coffee. This initiative is intended to support the development and expansion of locally grown coffee of all categories. The move falls under the soon-to-be-enacted Jamaica Agricultural Commodities Authority, which will also discontinue the importation of roasted coffee beans.
The objective will be to ensure that the coffee produced in Jamaica, blended or pure, is born of Jamaican soil, grown here in Jamaica. This business of being dependent on imported cheap coffee beans, which are then blended with our rich Blue Mountain, have to come to an end. And we must work towards that objective.
Agriculture Minister Kasamudo, the regulation is expected to come into effect no later than November 15. The National Works Agency, NWA, has completed roadworks along the southbound section of the Mona Road between Wellington Drive and Karachi Avenue. The road was reduced to single-lane traffic over the weekend to facilitate the connection of a sewer pit in the area to the main sewer line. Completion of this phase of works will clear the way for the larger road rehabilitation and drainage improvement works along the corridor to progress.
So what we have coming up on the overall project for this month is that we're going to be constructing some manholes, some curbs and sidewalks. We'll be laying the preparing the for formation, that's the road surface, laying off the sub-base and base course, milling, overlaying with asphaltic concrete, and installing a 900-millimeter storm drain.
Senior Communication and Customer Services Officer at the NWA, Ramona Lawson. The overall Mona Road Rehabilitation Project is valued at $76.4 million and is being executed under the NWA's Major Infrastructure Development Program. And real estate dealers, developers and bankers and others involved in financial transactions in the industry are being reminded to report activities on trust accounts to the Real Estate Board, REB. The trust account is used to hold fees pertaining to a real estate transaction, including sales deposits. Chief Executive Officer of the REB, Sandra Watson Garrick, says under the Real Estate Dealers and Developers Act, the board must be notified immediately if funds are withdrawn from the trust account. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.